Hey there, Audio Boo. Adam Daniel Mazet here in Toronto, Canada. Thanks again for listening. You know, something really interesting that I noticed about the World Cup here in my hometown is because we're a multiculturalpolis and this is the most experimental city on earth, there is no city like Toronto in the world. Yes, New York is multicultural, so is London, so is Sydney, but there's no city like Toronto in terms of the vast numbers, the sheer size and the number of languages spoken, and the absolute, the variety, the diversity of people that are found here. So what you basically have is, of course, you have 8 different groups vying for the World Cup in Brazil, but we have so many different people from all over the world. So if you actually take a drive down the street, which is what I'm doing right now, you'll see flags from like myriad countries, from a multitude of countries. It's not like you live in Sydney and you're like, well, of course, you know, there you have people from different parts of the world too, but because Australia is in the World Cup, most people would kind of like sport the old the Southern Cross and the Union Jack, the Australian flag, in other words. Or if you're from Ecuador or from Chile or you're from Costa Rica, you know, these small countries, or like whatever, Nigeria, you're not going to go around, you know, well, let's just think of an example. It's like, if, well, Iran's like obviously beyond the pale, but like I can't see somebody in Korea, for example, you know, they're in group G. I can't see somebody in Korea like driving around Seoul with like an American flag. Well, maybe American flag would be okay, but like with like a Nigerian flag or going for Ghana. Like, it just doesn't make any sense, you know? Because in Canada we're a multicultural country, and Toronto is a multiculturalpolis, say that 5 times fast, that you can get away with actually having like a flag from some other country, and that's basically how it goes, which is really bizarre. So I just can't imagine somebody in Germany like sporting a French flag or an English flag or a Portuguese flag or a Spanish flag and getting away with it. Like, you can do that, but you're going to get away with it. And some people will actually kind of like be, you know, I don't know, they'll honk you down. And in some countries, they'll beat the fucking crap out of you. You know, like if you're in Croatia or something like that and you're sporting a Bosnian flag, for example, they'll beat the fucking crap out of you. So I'm kind of glad that I live in this country, because we can all sort of like, we can completely defray the living expenses for all those flag vendors for like the next 2 months. Like, we've just paid their rent money for like the next 2 months. And the other thing is, like, we live in this very tolerant society where, you know, even if there's some kind of a racism or if it exists with white gloves, you know, nobody can put the beat on you because you fan one particular country over another. You follow what I'm saying there, Sparky? So I hadn't actually thought of that. In fact, I'd actually recorded a boo yesterday, and it was a little bit more caustic. And I mentioned to one of the Audio Boo community contributors, his name is Ian Kath, and I'd said that the Audio Boo system with my iOS 7 had actually fucked me over on account of the fact that it gobbled up my 10-minute absolutely incredible boo. And so now I had a chance, I suppose, in the grand scheme of things, you know, thinking about things in a kind of, you know, Kumbaya-esque way, now I get a chance to actually record this, which is a much more sunny, upbeat, and maybe even relevant boo, you dig, about the multitudinous flags which adorn the absolutely world-beating, incredible, number one rated city known as Toronto, Canada, on the shores of Lake Ontario. Say it loud, say it proud, motherfucker. My name is Adam Daniel Mazet. That's right, the boy with the F words all day long, wishing you and yours and every little person in your little microcosmos the very best of things.